Unit 8, Operating System, Windows 98, Page 28, Structure, 8.0, Introduction, 8.1, What is new in Windows 98, 8.2, Navigating Windows 98, 8.2.1, Working with Windows and Using Menus, 8.2.2, Working with files, folders, and disks. 8.2.3. Customizing and maintaining Windows 98. 8.2.4. Working with Windows applications. 8.3. Summary. 8.4. Model answers.
Page 29.
8.0. Introduction. What is a Windows? A window is a boxed area in which you view programs, files, folders, drives, icons representing programs, files or folders, and other elements. Most windows can be opened, closed, sized, reduced, enlarged, moved, or positioned on the desktop. Some common elements of windows are 1. Title bar. Contains Windows name, control menu, and minimum, maximum, or restore, and close button. 2. Menu bar. Contains menus with related commands and options that help you control the window and its contents. 3. Control menu button. Contains menu commands that help you to control window itself, which can be used to minimum, maximum, restore, and close the window itself. 4. Toolbar. Displays a graphic tool buttons that represent shortcuts to various menu commands. 5. Minimum button. Reduces the window. 6. Maximum button. Enlarge the window. 7. Close button. Closes the window and, if a program is running in the window, exits the program. 8. Folders. Icons within windows that represent directories. Folders can hold other folders and files. 9. Files. Icons representing documents, spreadsheets, program files, and other files stored in folders on a drive. 10. Windows border. A rim around a window, that is, used to resize the window. 11. Status bar. A bar across the bottom of window that describes the contents of window, such as free space, number of objects or files in window, and so on. Page 30. 12. Scroll bar. A vertical and horizontal bar that enables you to move the internal viewing area of a window. Windows 98. 8.1. What is new in Windows 98? The first change that you will notice in Windows 98 is the new Active Desktop. This has a similar look, but a very different feel from Windows 95. Point at a desktop icon and a hand appears. The icon is immediately selected and you have to click only once to activate the shortcut. The Active Desktop gives you the ease of use of a web browser. Internet Explorer 4 steps with Windows 98 so that many windows have a web browser feel. You will find new navigation buttons and add bars, making it easy for you to browse files on browse websites without having to change windows or programs. The Start menu has new favorites choice so that you can quickly go to your favorite website and customize the taskbar by adding a Windows toolbar. Other new features are 1. Outlook Express uses open internet standards and allows you to read your email and edition books created. 2. NetMeeting provides internet collaboration in real time. Using data, audio, and even video, you can share information, work together, and exchange files during conferences. 3. Secure your personal computer with zones. Zones allow you to assign security options to websites. 4. Multiple display support for personal computers machines. If you have a personal computer machine and two personal computer display adapters and monitors, when you click a upper text line in your email, the browser pops up on the adjacent monitor. Page 31. 5. A unified driver model for Windows 95 and WinNT means all the old drivers for your hardware will continue to work even though you have upgraded your operating system. 6. Increase performance and disk space utilization, including improved system boot time, faster system shutdown time. 7. Incorporated full window dragging, font smoothing, and other interface enhancement. 8. Multimedia enhancements for improved gaming. 9. Software to broadcast enable your computer to blend TV with web pages and computer content. With broadcast reception hardware, you will be able to receive data broadcast of web pages, multimedia streams, and data packets from TV stations and networks. 8.2. Navigating Windows Desktop. What is Windows 98? Windows 98 is an operating system. It controls the hardware of your computer and interprets the instructions from your software and operating system to hardware. Windows 98 includes the features like multitasking or the ability to run more than one program at a time. It uses a graphical user interface, GUI, which allows you to use the pictures and graphics instead of having to type out long commands to operating system. 8.2.1. Working with Windows and using menus. 1. Starting with Windows 98. As your computer boots, Windows loads the files it needs to run. After operating system is loaded, you may see a password dialog box asking for your username and password. 2. Username, the name by which you are identified to your computer network. 3. Password, your personal match word for logging into the computer or network. Page 32. Then press Enter or click OK to start Windows. Windows Desktop. After Windows 98 starts, you will see various items on screen as in the figure below. The items you see enable you to open application, manage files, send or receive mail, and perform many other tasks throughout your work. The components of Windows screen include 1. Desktop. This is the background on which all other elements appear. Just like a top of your office desk, as you can move papers around, hide certain items in drawers, add or remove things on your desk. 2. Icons are pictures that represent programs, folder files, printer information, and so on. Most often you use icon to open folders and files. 3. My computer. Icon represents the contents of your computer, including hard drive, floppy, CD, hard drive, floppy, CD drivers, applications, folders, files, and so on. Double-click an icon to open it and view its contents. 4. Network neighborhood. This displays other computers connected to your computer or other type of network such as NT or NetWare. Page 33. 5. Outlook Express. Works with Internet Explorer and allows you to send mail, chat, and work in news groups user internet. 6. Recycle bin, same as we discussed in WinNT. 7. Online services, enables you to quickly and easily sign up for any of online services. It contains including America Online, AT&T, WorldNet, and CompuServe. You need a modem connected. 8. Setup. The Microsoft Network is a step-by-step guide to configuring your computer and connecting to Microsoft's special internet network. Modem required. 9. Taskbar contains Start button, Window button, and Time. You can click Taskbar button to open the window or application it represents. 10. Start button. This displays a menu from which you can choose to open an application, open document, customize windows, find file or folder, get help, or shut down Windows 98. 11. Folder. Same as we discussed before in Windows NT. 12. Pointer is an on-screen icon that represents your mouse, trackball, touchpad, or other selecting devices. You use it to select items and choose commands. A. Using Start button. To use Start button, follow these steps. Click Start button. Click the task or command you want to display as follows. Windows Update. A shortcut to the website. Download updated files and seek technical support. Programs. Displays a sub-menu that includes Windows accessory programs, online services, Internet Explorer, and other programs can your computer. Favorites. Displays websites or programs you add to favorites, folders, making access to those pages quick. Page 34. Documents. Displays up to 15 of the most recently opened documents. Click the document name and the application. The document opens and ready to work. Settings. Displays secondary menu, including control panel and printers, folders, taskbar command for customizing your Windows setup. Find enables you to search for specific file, folder, or computer. You can also search your address books to locate a person using the people selection. Help displays help for performing tasks, and procedures in Windows. Log off allows you to log off or on to Windows 98. Run enables you to enter a command line to run program from hard, floppy, or CD disks. Shutdown displays the shutdown dialog box in which you prepare your computer before turning it off. 13. Using Taskbar. This contains quick launch toolbar in addition to Start button as shown in the figure below. Page 35. Quick Launch Toolbar contains four items that act as a shortcut on your desktop. 1. Launch Internet Explorer Browser. Launches Internet Explorer 4. 2. Launch Outlook Express. 3. Show Desktop. Launch Outlook Express, minimize all open programs and windows. Once clicked, the button remains depressed. Click the depressed button to restore all windows and programs. 4. View Channels launches Internet Explorer 4 channels. The taskbar also displays buttons representing open windows and applications. To move taskbar, click the mouse anywhere on bar except on button and drag to required position on screen. To hide taskbar, 1. Click the start button. 2. From the start menu, click settings and then taskbar. 3. Choose the auto hide checkbox by clicking that box. Then press enter to close the dialog box. When you need it back, move the mouse to where the taskbar last appeared. You may have to slide the mouse off the screen. The taskbar reappears. Using menus. What is a menu? A menu is a list of related commands that you use to perform tasks in Windows and in Windows applications. Menu commands are organized in logical groups. Different menu options and different menus will appear within the menu depending on the task you are currently performing. Items on menu bar are organized to help you find the command you want. Example, all commands that relate to editing functions such as cut, copy, and paste are found in the edit menu. Page 36. To choose the menu command, 1. Click the menu title in menu bar. The menu opens to display the available commands. 2. To choose a particular command, simply click it. 3. To make menu disappear, click anywhere outside the menu. Using shortcut keys instead of menus. Shortcut keys enable you to select commands without using menus. These shortcut keys generally combine Alt, Control, or Shift keys with a letter key. If a short key is available, it is tested on the pull-down menu to right of the command. Example, below figure shows edit menu from the hard drive window on my computer. We can see shortcut key Control X for cut and for others. Edit. Undo, Control plus Z. Cut, Control plus X. Copy, Control plus C. Paste, Control plus V. Paste shortcut. Select all, Control plus A. Invert selection. Windows also provide variety of shortcut or quick menu that contain common commands you often use. You can display a shortcut menu by right-clicking an object such as the desktop window, folder, or file, and so on. The commands that a shortcut menu displays depend on the item and its location. These menus are often referred to as pop-up menus. Page 37. Using Windows 98 Help. Windows 98 offers several ways to get outline help. Windows 98 Help offers 4 ways to seek help. 1. Web help. 2. Online contents feature. 3. Index. 4. Search. To access Windows Help in one of the following ways. 1. Click Start button. 2. Press F1 key. Windows Help toolbar buttons. Table, button, and description. Hide. Displays or hides the left pane of the window. The right pane or preview pane is always visible. if you hide the left pane, the icon changes to read Show. Click Show and the left pane reappears. Back displays the previous page. Like a web browser, the back button will only work as far back as the first page you viewed when you opened the Windows Help program. Forward. After you have clicked the back button, the forward button will move you ahead through pages you have viewed in the order you have viewed them. Options. Displays a menu containing the following commands: back, forward, stop, refresh, customize, and print. Web Help. If you are connected to the internet, Web Help will display the Microsoft website containing information and help for Windows 98. Page 38. The Contents feature in Help Windows displays a text of collapsed categories. Documents that contain help information are represented by a document with a question mark. When you click on a document, its contents display in the preview pane on the left screen. The Index feature provides a test of help topics arranged alphabetically on the Index tab of Help Windows of Help Topics window. You can scroll through the list to find the topic. Search feature. To search for specific words and phrases within Help, topic use the search feature. Search feature is especially useful when you cannot find a particular help topic in help contents or on the Index tab list of topics. Dialog box. Windows application use dialog boxes to exchange information with you. A dialog box asks for related information the program needs in order to complete the operation. Dialog boxes vary depending on the program, procedure, and number of options in actual box. Some simply ask you to confirm an operation before it is executed. Others ask you to choose a drive, folder, file name, type, network path, or any of numerous options. Some components of dialog box are: 1. Text box provides place to type an entry such as file name, path, font, or measurement. 2. List box presents possible options from which you can choose. Scroll bars often accompany a list box so you can view the items on the list. 3. Drop-down list box is a single-line list box with a drop-down arrow button to the right of it. When you click the arrow, the drop-down test box opens to display a list of choices. 4. Option button present a group of related choices from which you can choose only one. 5. Checkbox enables you to turn an option on or off. A check mark appears in box next to any option that is active. 6. What is this? Feature provides a handy way for you to get more information about dialog box options. Page 39. 7. Command button carries out the command displayed on the button. If there is an ellipse on the button, choosing it will open another dialog box. 8. Tabs represent multiple selection or pages of a dialog box. One tab is displayed at a time, and each tab contains related options. Components of dialog box table. Page 40. Text box. After activating a text box and type text into it, you can use several keys to edit the text. Editing keys for text boxes and other text. Key and description. Delete deletes the character to the right of the insertion point. Backspace deletes the character to the left of the insertion point. End moves the insertion point to the end of the line. Home moves the insertion point to the beginning of the line. Arrow keys moves the insertion point one character in the direction of the arrow. Shift plus end selects the text from the insertion point to the end of the line. Shift plus home selects the text from the insertion point to the beginning of the line. Shift plus arrow key selects the next character in the direction of the arrow. Control plus C copies the selected text to the clipboard. Control plus V paste the selected text from the clipboard. Page 41. Property sheets and tabs. These are similar to dialog boxes in the components. They contain check boxes, text boxes, command buttons, and so on as shown below. 8.2.2. Working with files, folders, and disks. File management system in Windows 98. When you create a document, spreadsheet, database, or any other type of file, you determine where it will reside on your hard drive when you save it. When you save a document, those documents will be saved in My Documents folder unless you instruct the program otherwise. With or without these folder, you may want to create more folders for your files. Categorize your files by software. You can create folders to store your files based on software used to create them. Folder called Documents to store files created with your word processor. Spreadsheets for files created with your spreadsheet software, and so forth. Categorize your files by date. You can create folders for all four quarters of the year and place subfolders inside them for each month in the quarter. Page 42. Categorize your files by client name. If you sell to a few major customers, create a folder for each one and then store any documents, spreadsheets, and other files for a particular client in that client's folder. Creating folders. If you were creating a new folder for your paperwork in a file cabinet, you had write a name or phrase on the tab of a manila folder and put the papers in it. You might write first quarter, all letters on the tab, and that would tell you what to put in it and help you find your paperwork later. Creating folders in Windows 98 is similar. Use either My Computer or Explorer to create a new folder. 1. Be sure that you are in the folder that will contain your new folder. You can check the title bar address box or the folder icon in the folder pane to determine which folder is open. 2. From the file menu, choose New Folder. A folder icon appears in the window with a box around it and the text New Folder highlighted. 3. Type the name you want for your new folder. The text you type replaces the text. Page 43. 4. New folder. Windows 98 allows you to use 255 characters, including spaces, for your folder's name. You may not use any of the following characters, which have special meaning to the operating system. Backslash, slash, colon, asterisk, question mark, double quotes, greater than, less than, exclamation mark. 5. Press Enter. Your new folder with the name you assigned it now appears in the window. Using my computer. What is my computer? My computer is a way to quickly see everything on your computer. Files, folders, and drives, and how files and folders are organized. To open my computer, click its icon on the desktop. The icons that appear in the My Computer window vary from computer to computer, depending on what components are installed on your computer. There are several ways to open the drives or folders displayed in My Computer. 1. Click the drive or folder icon. 2. Select the drive or folder icon by pointing to it or using the arrow keys to move around the window to highlight the icon you want. Press Enter to open the highlighted drive or folder. 3. Select the drive or folder icon by pointing to it or using the arrow keys to move around the window to highlight the icon you want. Choose File, Open. 4. Point at the drive or folder icon and click the right mouse button. From the pop-up menu, select Open. When you click one of the drive icons in the My Computer's window, another window appears showing a list of folders and files for that drive. To switch between open windows, 1. To switch quickly to another window, click whatever portion of it you can see to make it the active window and bring it to the top. Page 44. 2. Each open window is represented by an icon on the taskbar. Click the icon for the window you want to see. 3. Hold down the Alt key and press Tab to bring up the switching window. Each time you press Tab, it cycles to the next window. Release the Alt key when the title of the window you want to see appears in the switching window. Browsing folder options. In Windows 98, folder views have web-style characteristics. To turn the web look on or off for a folder in My Computer, choose View as Web Page from the menu or click the down arrow next to the Views button on the toolbar and select as Web Page. When you do this, the web style graphics disappear and the window looks as it would have in Windows 95. In order to change the function of the folder window, you need to set the folder options. 1. Choose View, Folder Options from the My Computer menu or choose Settings, Folder Options from the Start menu. The Folder Options dialog box appears. 2. Click the General tab if it is not already displayed. 3. Select Web Style to make the folder and your desktop look and work like a web page. Open bracket, point to select icons, single click to open files and folders or run items. Close bracket. Click Classic Style if you want the folder and your desktop to work as they did in Windows 95. Open bracket, single click selects icons, double click opens files and folders or runs items. Close bracket. To individually specify the settings you want to use, choose Custom and then click Settings. 4. Optional. When you click Settings, the Custom Settings dialog box appears. Make the selections you want to have your folders and desktop act and look the way that best suits you. Then click OK to return to the Folder Options dialog box. 5. Active Desktop. If you want your desktop to look and act like a web page, Click Enable all web-related content on my desktop. Page 45. Click Customize to close the Folder Options dialog box and open the Display Properties box instead, where you can set options to customize the display to have your desktop resemble the Windows 95 desktop. Select Use Windows Classic Desktop. 6. Browse folders as follows. Each time you open a folder in my computer, that folder will open as another separate window if you select Open each folder in its own window. If you do not want several windows open each time you look through folders, select Open each folder in the same window. 7. View web content in folders. To display all folders as web pages so you can add information, change fonts, or set backgrounds, click For all folders with HTML content. If you want only those folders you specify to act like web pages, select Only for folders where I select open quote as web page close quote open bracket view menu close bracket. 8. Click items as follows. To set the number of clicks required to select or open items, select either single click to open an item, point to select, or double click to open an item, single click to select. If you opted to single click, you need to choose whether you want the icons always underlined or underlined only when you point at them. 9. Click OK to save your settings and close the dialog box. Cancel to close the dialog box without saving your settings, or apply to save your settings without closing the dialog box. The My Computer Toolbars. To see the Standard Buttons toolbar, choose View, Toolbars, Standard Buttons from the menu. Table gives a short description of each button. The My Computer Toolbar buttons. Click and 2. Back. Return to the previously opened folder. Forward. Go to the next folder on the recently opened folder list. Up. Go up one level in the folder hierarchy. Page 46. Cut. Remove a selected item from the folder and store it in the Windows clipboard. Copy. Store a duplicate of a selected item in the Windows clipboard. Paste. Place a duplicate of clipboard contents in the folder.
Undo. Undo the last action you performed. Delete. Remove a selected item from the folder and send it to the recycle bin.
Properties. Display the properties dialog box for the selected item. Views. Cycle between large icon, small icon, list, and detail views. Open bracket, click the down arrow next to views to select one of these views from a list or choose to view the folder as a web page. Close bracket. Changing the appearance of the folder window. Windows 98 lets you design your own look for your folders with the help of the Customize This Folder wizard. To start the wizard, do the following. 1. Choose View, Customize This Folder from the menu. 2. When the Customize This Folder dialog box appears, make one of three choices. A. Create or edit an HTML document makes it possible to fully customize the appearance of your folder using an HTML document as the basis. B. Choose a background picture lets you select a picture to appear in the background behind the icons of your folder. C. Remove customization restores the folder to its original appearance. 3. Click next to proceed with the next step of the wizard. When you have completed your task, click finish.
Page 47. Selecting a background picture. Windows 98 lets you personalize your folder backgrounds by adding pictures or drawings. To add a background graphic to your folder view, follow steps 1 and 2 of changing the appearance of the folder window. When you click Next, the wizard offers a set of graphic files that are found in the Windows directory. Most are wallpaper artwork. 1. Click on the name of a picture to see a preview on the left side of the dialog box. To view other picture files found elsewhere on your computer system, click Browse. From the Look In drop-down list, select the drive and folder where your picture files are stored. Then select the name of the file and click Open. 2. Select the colors for the text that appears beneath your icons from the Icon Caption Colors section. Click the color box for text. Select a color swatch and then click OK. If you want a background color behind the letters, check Background and then click the background swatch and choose a color. 3. Click Next. The wizard confirms your choice of picture. 4. Click Finish. Open bracket. Click back if you need to return to a previous step. Close bracket. Selecting files and folders. Before you can perform an operation on a file or folder, you must select or highlight the item so Windows knows which one you want to use. To select files or folders, 1. Single file or folder. Point to the file or folder icon or use the arrow keys to move the highlighting to the file or folder icon you want to select. 2. Multiple contiguous files or folders. Point to the first file or folder icon, hold down the Shift key, and point to the last file or folder icon. This method selects all the files between. You can also hold down the Shift key and use an arrow key to move down to the final icon in the group you want. 3. Multiple non-contiguous files or folders. Point to the first file or folder icon, hold down the Control key, and point to each of the additional file or folder icons you want.
Page 48. 4. All the file or folder icons in the window. Choose Edit, select all from the menu, or press Ctrl plus A. 5. All except the file or folder icons you have currently selected. Choose Edit, Inward Selection from the menu. Moving files and folders. Windows 98 lets you move files and folders to different folders or different drives. You can do this by copying and pasting the files or folders or by using your mouse to drag and then drop the files or folders in a new location. To use the drag and drop method, 1. Open the drive or folder window where the file or folder is stored. This is the source window. 2. Open the drive or folder window where you want to put the file or folder. This is the destination window. If the windows you have opened are for folders on the same drive, you can just drag the file or folder icon from the source window to the destination window. To move files or folders using the cut and paste method. 1. Open the drive or folder window where the file or folder is stored. 2. Select the files or folders you want to move. 3. Choose Edit, cut from the menu or click the cut button on the toolbar. This removes the icons from the current window and stores them in the Windows clipboard, a temporary holding place. 4. Open the drive or folder window where you want to put the file or folder. 5. Choose Edit, Paste from the menu or click the Paste button on the toolbar. Copying files and folders. Copying files and folders to different folders or different drives is similar to moving files and folders. To copy files and folders using the drag and drop method, page 49. 1. Open the drive or folder window where the file or folder is stored. This is the source window. 2. Open the drive or folder window where you want to put the file or folder. This is the destination window. 3. If the windows you have opened are for folders on different drives, you can just drag the file or folder icon from the source window to the destination window. Deleting files and folders. When you delete files or folders from your hard disk or a network drive, they are removed from their current window and placed in the recycle bin. However, if the file is on a floppy disk, it does not go to the recycle bin. So be very sure you want to delete files from a floppy disk. To delete a file or folder, 1. Select the files or folders to be deleted. 2. Press the delete key. Click the delete button on the toolbar or choose file, delete from the menu. 3. A Windows 98 alert box appears, asking if you are sure you want to send the selected files or folders to the recycle bin. If you are certain, select yes. If not, select no and the operation will cease. Renaming files and folders. To give a different name to a file or folder, 1. Select the file or folder you want to rename. 2. Choose file, rename from the menu or click on the icon with the right mouse button and choose rename from the pop-up menu. The name gets a box around it and the text is highlighted. 3. Enter the text for the new name. 4. Press Enter. Creating shortcuts. Shortcuts provide you with easy access to files and programs. Once you place a shortcut icon on the desktop, you can click that icon to start up a program or open file or folder that you use frequently. Page 50. To create a shortcut from My Computer, 1. Open My Computer. 2. Select the drive, folder, or file for which you want to create the document. 3. Choose File, Create Shortcut, or right-click and choose Create Shortcut from the shortcut menu. 4. A copy of the icon appears in the window with the words Shortcut 2 in front of the name. Drag that icon from the folder onto the desktop. Finding files. What do you do if you are not sure of a file name or the folder where it is stored? My Computer has a find feature to help you search for the file. 1. Open the My Computer window. 2. Select the drive you want to search, such as C. 3. Choose File, Find from the menu. The Find All Files dialog box appears. 4. In the named box, enter the name of the file you want to find. If you do not know the complete name, use an asterisk to substitute for the beginning or end of the name, such as *97, to find all file names that end in 97. Use a question mark to substitute for a character you do not know. Choose options, comma case sensitive from the menu if you want to find a file that is in uppercase but not find a file with the same name that is in lowercase. 5. The look-in box should already show the name of the drive you selected. 6. To search through all the folders in the specified drive, check Include subfolders. 7. If you want to look in a specific folder, click Browse to open the Browse for Folder dialog box and select the folder you want to search. 8. Click Find Now. 9. When the search is complete, a list of files or folders matching your search criteria appears at the bottom of the dialog box. Click the file that you want to open. Page 51. 10. Click New Search to clear the search criteria so you can search for another file. You can also search for files based on the created or last modified date. 1. Follow steps 1 through 7 for finding a file, but do not enter a file name in the named box. 2. Click the Date tab of the Find dialog box. 3. Select Find All Files. From the drop-down list, select Created, comma Modified, or Last Accessed. 4. Choose one of three options. Select Between, open bracket, and enter the starting and ending dates, close bracket, to look for all files created, modified, or last accessed between those dates. Select During the previous X months, open bracket, where X is the number of months, close bracket, to return to a list of files created, modified, or last accessed in the specified number of previous months. Or select During the previous X days, open bracket, where X is the number of days, close bracket. 5. Click Find Now. The Recycle Bin. What is the recycle bin? The recycle bin is a temporary storage area on your hard disk, drive C. When you delete a file or folder from your hard drive, Windows 98 moves it into the recycle bin. However, the file or folder still takes up space on the hard disk since it is essentially just moved to the recycle bin. You must empty the recycle bin to remove the file or folder from the drive, same as in Windows NT. Windows Explorer. The Explorer window is divided into two panes. On the left is the list of drives and folders. The right pane displays the contents of the selected drive or folder, same as in Windows NT. At the top of the window is the title bar, which tells you the name of the window you have opened. You move the window by dragging the title bar. Page 52. Beneath the title bar is the menu bar, which contains commands that you may give to the program. Below the menu bar is the toolbar. If your toolbar is not showing, choose View, Toolbars, Standard Buttons from the menu. The address bar appears below the toolbar. To turn the display of the address bar on or off, choose View, Toolbars, Address Bar from the menu. The address bar shows your current location. Enter or select a new path and press Enter to go to that site, including a web page address. At the bottom of the screen is the status bar. The status bar displays the number of objects, files and folders in the window and the number of bytes they take up in memory space. If you select one or more files, the status bar changes to display the number of selected files and how many bytes of memory they total. Choose one of the following to place in the left pane of the Explorer window. 1. Search. When the Search Explorer bar appears, type a phrase or word you want to look for on the web. Use Net News or both. Open bracket. Choose which from the search list box. Close bracket. To select an internet search engine, click on your choice in the Select Provider list box. 2. Favorites. When the Favorites Explorer bar appears, it displays a list of folders or web pages that you added to your Favorites folder. These locations are the ones you visit most frequently. 3. History. A list of your most recently visited web pages appears in the History Explorer bar, separated by the days on which you visited them. The number of days displayed is set in the Internet options of Internet Explorer. 3. Channels. The Channels Explorer bar displays a list of channel categories. When you click a category, the available channels in that category are listed. A channel is a website to which you can subscribe to receive information. 5. All folders. The All Folders Explorer bar is the default view. It shows the hierarchy of drives and folders on your system. Page 53. 6. None. Choose None to remove the Explorer bar from the Explorer window. Changing displays. In order to change the functionality of the folder window, you need to set the folder options. 1. Choose View, Folder Options from the Explorer menu or choose Settings, Folder Options from the Start menu. The Folder Options dialog box appears. 2. Click the General tab if it is not already displayed. 3. Select Web Style to make the folder and your desktop look and work like a web page. Open bracket, point to select icons, single click to open files in folders or run items. Close bracket. Click Classic Style if you want the folder and your desktop to work as they did in Windows 95. Open bracket. Single click selects icons, double click opens files and folders or runs items. Close bracket. To individually specify the settings you want to choose, choose Custom and then click Settings. 4. Optional. When you click Settings, the Custom Settings dialog box appears. Make the selections you want to have your folders and desktop act and look the way that best suits you. Then click OK to return to the Folder Options dialog box. A. Active Desktop. If you want your desktop to look and act like a web page, click Enable All Web-Related Content on My Desktop. Click Customize to close the Folder Options dialog box and open the Display Properties dialog box. B. Browse folders as follows. Each time you open a folder in My Computer, that folder will open as another separate window if you select Open Each Folder in its own window. If you do not want several windows opened each time you look through folders, select Open Each Folder in the same window. C. View Web Content in Folders. to display all folders as web pages so that you can add information, change fonts, or set background, click for all folders with HTML content. Page 54. D. Click items as follows. To set the number of clicks required to select or open items, select either single click to open an item, open bracket, point to select, close bracket, or double click to open an item, open bracket, single click to select, close bracket. E. Click OK to save your settings and close the dialog box. Cancel to close the dialog box without saving your settings, or apply to save your settings without closing the dialog box. Using the Explorer toolbar. To see the toolbar, choose View, Toolbars, Standard Buttons from the menu, or right-click a toolbar and then select Standard Buttons from the shortcut menu. Table lists the buttons and what they do. A text label at the bottom of the button identifies each button on the toolbar. To make these labels visible or invisible, choose View, Toolbars, Text Labels. The Explorer toolbar buttons. Click and 2. Back. Return to the previously opened folder. Forward. Go to the next folder on the recently opened folder list. Up. Go up one level in the folder hierarchy. Cut. Remove a selected item from the folder and store it in the Windows clipboard. Copy. Store a duplicate of a selected item in the Windows clipboard. Paste. Place a duplicate of clipboard contents in the folder. Undo. Undo the last action you performed. Page 55. Delete. Remove a selected item from the folder and send it to the recycle bin. Properties. Display the properties dialog box for the selected item. Views. Cycle between the large icon, small icon, list, and detail views. Open bracket. Click the down arrow next to Views to select one of these views from a list or choose to view the folder as a web page. Close bracket. Searching for a file. Use the Explorer to search a drive, to find a file or folder, or to search for a computer by name if you have a network. To find a file, 1. Open the Explorer. 2. Select the drive you want to search. 3. Choose Tools, Find, Files or Folders from the menu. The Find dialog box appears. 4. In the Named box, enter the name of the file you want to find. If you do not know the complete name, use an asterisk to substitute for the beginning or end of the name, such as *97 to find all file names that end in 97. Use a question mark to substitute for a character you do not know. Choose Options, Case Sensitive from the menu if you want to find a file that is in uppercase, but not find a file with the same name that is in lowercase. 5. If you want to search for a file that contains specific text, enter some of that text in the Containing Text box. 6. The Look-in box should already show the name of the drive you selected. 7. To search through all the folders in the specified drive, check Include Subfolders. If you want to look in a specific folder, click Browse to open the Browse for Folder dialog box and select the folder you want to search. Page 56. 9. Click Find Now. 10. When the search is complete, a list of files or folders matching your search criteria appears at the bottom of the dialog box. Click the file that you want to open. 11. Click New Search to clear the search criteria so you can search for another file. Selecting files and folders. Before you can perform an operation on a file or folder, you must select or highlight the item so Windows knows which one you want to use. To select files or folders, 1. Single file or folder. Point to the file or folder icon or use the arrow keys to move the highlighting to the file or folder icon you want to select. 2. Several files or folders that are together. Point to the first file or folder icon, hold down the Shift key, and point to the last file or folder icon. This method also selects all the files between. You can also hold down the Shift key and use an arrow key to move down to the final icon in the group you want. Several files or folders. 3. Several files or folders that are not together. Point to the first file or folder icon, hold down the Control key and point to each additional file or folder icon you want selected. 4. All the file or folder icons in the window. Choose Edit, Select All from the menu or press Control plus A. 5. All except the file or folder icons you have currently selected. Choose Edit, Inward Selection from the menu. Moving files and folders. There are two ways to move files and folders to different folders or different drives. One method is called drag and drop. 1. From the All Folders pane, open the drive or folder where the file or folder you want to move is stored by clicking on the drive or folder icon. Page 57. 2. Drag the file or folder icon from the Contents pane to the drive or folder icon in the All Folders pane where you want to put it. Do not release the mouse button until the destination drive or folder is highlighted. The second method is to use cut and paste. 1. From the All Folders pane, open the drive or folder where the file or folder you want to move is stored. 2. From the Contents pane, select the file or folder you want to move. 3. Choose Edit, Cut from the menu or click the Cut button on the toolbar. This removes the icon from the current folder or drives and stores the item in the Windows clipboard, a temporary storage area. Be careful not to copy or cut another item before you paste the icons or you will lose them. 4. In the All Folders pane, open the drive or folder where you want to put the file or folder. 5. Choose Edit, Paste from the menu or click the Paste button on the toolbar. The contents of the clipboard appear in the folder or drive. Copying files and folders to different folders or different drives is similar to moving. To do this using the drag and drop method, 1. In the All Folders pane, open the drive or folder where the file or folder you want to copy is stored. Just click the drive or folder icon to open it. 2. Hold down the Control key and drag the file or folder icon you want to copy from the Contents pane to the drive or folder icon in the All Folders pane where you want to put it. Release the mouse button when the destination drive or folder is highlighted. To copy files or folders using the cut and paste method, deleting files and folders. When you delete files or folders from your hard disk or a network drive, they are removed from their current folder and placed in the recycle bin. If necessary, you can recover them from the recycle bin. Page 58. To delete a file or folder, 1. Select the files or folders to be deleted. 2. Press the delete key, comma, click the delete button on the toolbar or choose file, comma, delete from the menu. 3. A Windows 98 alert box appears asking if you are sure you want to send the selected files or folders to the recycle bin. If you are, select yes. If not, select no and the operation will cease. Renaming files and folders. To give different name to a file or folder, 1. Select the file or folder you want to rename. 2. Choose file, comma, rename from the menu or click the icon with the right mouse button and choose rename from the pop-up menu. The name gets a box around it and the text is highlighted. 3. Enter the text for the new name. 4. Press enter. Creating shortcuts. Shortcuts provide you with easy access to files and programs. Once you place a shortcut on the desktop, you can double-click that shortcut icon to start a program or open a file or folder. To create a shortcut, 1. Open the Explorer. 2. Select the drive, folder or file for which you want to create the shortcut. 3. Choose file, comma, create shortcut. 4. A copy of the icon appears in the window with the words shortcut 2 in front of the name. Drag that icon onto the desktop. Page 59. File properties. File names. Files needed to run programs are generally installed on your hard disk when you install the programs. You create new files in your application programs when you save documents, spreadsheets, databases, pictures, and so forth. When you save a file in an application, you assign a name to the file. Files stored in the same folder must have unique file names. Any file name longer than 8 characters is considered a long file name. Although a name that includes a space or a is also considered a long file name. File creation date and time. When you first save a file, Windows automatically records the date and time that you saved it. When you open the file again and make changes, the date and time you save it are again recorded as the modified date. You can see the modified date in the Details view of My Computer. File attributes. There are 4 attributes that can be assigned to files. 1. Read-only. You can open a read-only file and read it or print it, but you cannot change it or delete it. This protects the original file from being changed. 2. Archive. Some programs use this option to determine which files are to be backed up. In most cases, if the file is not read-only, it has an archive attribute. 3. Hidden. Some files are not visible in file listings and you cannot use them unless you know the name of the file. Program files may be hidden to keep you from moving or deleting them accidentally. 4. System certain files are necessary to the operation of your system. These are system files. Viewing properties. To see the properties of a file, whether you are in My Computer, Windows Explorer, or Network Neighborhood, you must first select the file and then do one of the following. 1. Choose File, Properties. 2. Click the right mouse button and choose Properties from the pop-up menu. Page 60. 3. Click the Properties button on the toolbar. 4. Click the Attributes link on the left side of the Windows Explorer Contents pane or the My Computer window. The Properties dialog box for the selected file opens. The Properties dialog box provides you with information about the file. 1. File name. 2. Type of file. 3. Location. What drive and folder it is in. 4. Size. In kilobytes and actual number of bytes. 5. MS-DOS name. Includes extension. 6. Created. Date and time the file was created. 7. Modified. Date and time the file was last modified. 8. Accessed. Date the file was last opened. 9. Attributes. Read-only, archive, hidden, or system. Editing an existing file type. To edit an existing file type, 1. Choose View, Folder options from the My Computer or Windows Explorer menu, or choose Settings, Folder options from the Start menu. The Options dialog box appears. 2. Select the File Types tab. 3. Under Registered File Types, select the type you want to edit. 4. Click Edit. The Edit File Type dialog box appears. 5. Make any modifications you want. Use the New, Edit or Remove buttons to add, change or delete actions. 6. Click OK to return to the Folder Options dialog box. Page 61. Click OK to close the Folder Options dialog box. Removing a file type. To remove a file type, 1. Choose View, Folder options from the My Computer or Windows Explorer menu, or choose Settings, Folder options from the Start menu. The Options dialog box appears. 2. Select the File Types tab. 3. Under Registered File Types, select the file type you want to remove. 4. Click Remove. 5. Windows requests a confirmation that you want to remove the file type. Click Yes. 6. Click Close. Changing the icon for a file type. Every file type has an icon associated with it. To change the icon for an existing file type, 1. Choose View, Folder options from the My Computer or Windows Explorer menu, or choose Settings, Folder options from the Start menu. The Options dialog box appears. 2. Select the File Types tab. 3. Under Registered File Types, select the type you want to edit. 4. Click Edit. The Edit File Type dialog box appears. 5. Click Change icon. The Change icon dialog box appears. 6. Select one of the icons in the current box or click Browse to search for another icon file. 7. Click OK to close the Change icon dialog box and then OK to close the Edit File Type dialog box. 8. Click OK to exit the Folder Options dialog box. Page 62. Restoring Files. The worst day of your life inevitably arrives and your hard disk crashes, or the temp filling in during your vacation accidentally deletes all your correspondence files. Once you have your hard disk repaired, or you discover your loss of vital files, it is time to restore your backup files to your hard disk. To restore your files, 1. Choose Programs, Accessories, System Tools, Backup from the Start menu. 2. When the Microsoft Backup dialog box appears, click Restore Backed Up Files and then click OK. 3. The Restore Wizard opens. In the Restore From box, select the type of backup you made, then indicate the location of the backup in the box below, such as another network computer. Click the button on the right side of the box to browse your system for the file location. Click Next. 4. The Restore Wizard locates all backup files at the indicated location. To search a set of backup files to restore, check the box in front of the backup set name, then click OK. 5. After a short logging process, the What to Restore screen appears. This screen displays the list of drives, folders, and files you backed up in the specified set. Select the ones you want to restore by clicking the check box in front of the drive or folder to place a check mark there. Click Next. 6. In the Where to Restore box, indicate original location or alternate location as the place where you want to put the restored files. If you choose alternate location, specify that location in the box below. Click Next. 7. You must decide how you want to replace existing files during the restore process. You have 3 options. 1. Replace a file only if the file on the computer is older than the backup version. Automatically replace all the files even if the file on the computer is newer than the backup file, or do not replace any of the files. Choose one of the first 2 options and then click Start. Page 63. 8. The Restore Wizard lists the required media, file, disk, or tape needed for the backup. If you used a tape or floppy disks for backup, be sure to select the correct one before inserting it into your tape or floppy drive. If you used a network drive, be sure that drive is available. Then click OK. 9. When the operation is complete, Microsoft Backup alerts you. Click OK. 10. The Restore Progress dialog box appears, showing the status of the restore and the number of files and bytes restored. Click OK. 11. The Microsoft Backup window appears. To close the window, choose Job, Exit, or click the Close button. 8.2.3. Customizing and maintaining Windows 98. The Control Panel. What is the Control Panel? Access the Control Panel to change the appearance of your desktop, choose a screensaver, change your default font, the time and date, and so forth. From the Control Panel, you can configure your Windows environment to work the way you want it to. Access the Control Panel in one of these ways. 1. From the taskbar, click the Start button and then choose Settings, Control Panel. The Control Panel window appears. 2. From the desktop, click My Computer and then click the Control Panel folder icon. The Control Panel window appears. 3. From Windows Explorer, click the Control Panel folder found in the left pane of the window. The contents of the Control Panel appear in the right panel. These are the same icons that are displayed in the Control Panel window. Page 64. What can you accomplish in the Control Panel? The control panel contains a set of icons indicating the different areas that you can modify to customize your computer configuration. In this book, we only discuss the most commonly used features of the control panel. They include 1. Set accessibility options. Some disabilities can make computer operation difficult. Accessibility options provide ways to adjust computer hardware to make computing easier for impaired operators. Page 65. 2. Add new hardware. Windows 98 detects most new hardware automatically. This capability is referred to as the plug and play feature of Windows 98. When Windows 98 to detect your new hardware, use the Add New Hardware feature to start a wizard. 3. Add or remove programs. Install or uninstall software with the help of a wizard. 4. Set the system date and time. Although the internal clock of your computer maintains the current date and time, you may occasionally have to adjust it for a new time zone or to turn off daylight saving settings when you are in a particular area. 5. Change desktop colors and backgrounds. Add colors or patterns to the background of your desktop and change the look of the windows and pick new window themes. 6. Add or switch screen savers. Screen savers preserve your monitor quality and you can select the one you want to use. 7. Add or remove fonts. Add new fonts, remove old fonts, and view fonts with this option. 8. Change settings on your keyboard. You can change the character repeat speed of your keyboard. This is the speed at which a character repeats when you hold down the key on your keyboard. 9. Configure your modem. Adjust the settings on your modem. 10. Adjust the settings for your mouse. Set the speed of the mouse pointer and the double click as well as swap buttons for left-hand users. 11. Change settings for multimedia devices. If you are using audio or video devices with your computer, you adjust the settings for those devices through the control panel. 12. Set or change password. Protect your computer from unauthorized people by assigning passwords. Page 66. 13. Change regional settings. If you are working outside the United States, you can change the standard settings for how currency, numbers, dates, and times appear. 14. Modify internet settings. Specify where your temporary internet files are stored. Set parameters for the history folder. Select the page to use as your home page. Select security options. Specify connection types and set preferred programs. 15. Adjust system and program sounds. Certain sounds signify different events and you can choose which sounds you want to hear. 16. Set up mail and fax. Set up the messaging profiles to send and receive email and fax. 17. Configure your system for networking. Make the settings that help you connect your system to a network. 18. Set up for dialing out. Enter the settings needed to establish the dialing properties for your system. 19. Manage the use of your power resources. Set alarms and establish standby schemes for your laptop battery. Selecting a screen saver. A screen saver is a moving picture or pattern that appears on your screen when you have left the computer idle for a specified number of minutes. Screensavers can be interesting and fun to watch. But did you know that screensavers are designed to prevent monitor burn-in? When the same image stays on the screen for periods of time without changing, it can leave a ghost image that you see even when the monitor is turned off. To prevent burn-in, turn off your monitor when you walk away from it or use a screensaver. Screensavers display constantly moving images to prevent burn-in. Windows 98 comes with several screensavers. To select a screensaver, page 67. 1. Choose Settings, Control Panel from the Start menu, and then click the Display icon or right-click the Desktop and choose Properties from the Pop-up menu. 2. When the Display Properties dialog box appears, select the Screensaver tab. 3. From the Screensaver drop-down list, select a screensaver. A sample appears in the monitor on the dialog box. Click Preview to see a full screen version. 4. Many screensavers can be customized. With screensavers such as 3D text and scrolling marquee, you need to enter the text that will move across your screen. Other screensavers let you set the speed, the colors, the number of elements, and the shape of the elements. To customize your screensaver, click Settings. After you set your options, click OK to return to the Display Properties dialog box. 5. In the Wait box, enter the number of minutes that represents the amount of time the system is idle before the screensaver activates. 6. If you want to set a password for your screensaver, click Password Protected. Click Change and enter your password in the New Password box. As you will only see asterisks, so be careful not to misspell your password. Then type the password again in Confirm New Password and click OK. After you create a screensaver password, you won't be able to turn off the screensaver without entering your password. 7. For computers with energy-saving features, you adjust the standby and power settings by clicking Settings and entering your options in the Power Management Properties box. 8. Click OK to accept your settings and close the dialog box. Click Apply to accept your settings without closing the dialog box. Click Cancel to close the dialog box without saving your settings. Page 68. Active Desktop. Arranging icons. When shortcuts are added to the desktop, they are not arranged neatly. You can control or arrange the appearance of icons on the desktop. To arrange your desktop icons, 1. Click an open area of your desktop with the right mouse button. 2. From the pop-up menu, choose Arrange Icons. 3. Select By Name to have the desktop icons arranged in alphabetical order. By Type to have the icons arranged by type of file. By Size to order them by size of file, or by date to have them appear in the order they were created. Choosing colors and backgrounds. For better viewing or just for variety, you can change the background color of your screen or choose a pattern or wallpaper for your desktop background. Colors. The desktop color is applied to the area behind the icons and windows. To change the color of the desktop, 1. Click Settings, Control Panel from the Start menu. 2. From the Control Panel window, click the Display icon. The Display Properties dialog box appears. 3. Click the Appearance tab. 4. Select Desktop from the item drop-down list. 5. Click the down arrow on the color list box to see a selection of background colors. 6. Click the color you want. 7. Click Apply to see how the desktop will look in that color. 8. Click OK to accept your choice and close the dialog box. Page 69. Wallpaper. Wallpaper makes your desktop interesting and fun. To select a wallpaper for your desktop background, 1. Open the Display Properties dialog box. 2. Select the Background tab. 3. From the list under Select an HTML document or a picture, select a picture to place on your desktop. It will appear in the monitor. In the monitor picture, so you can see how it will look on your screen. 4. To determine how the wallpaper fills your screen, choose one of the following from the display drop-down list. If the choice is unavailable, the picture automatically fills the entire screen. A. Center. The wallpaper picture appears in the middle of your desktop. The background color will still show around the outside of the picture. B. Tile. The picture repeats across the screen until it fills the entire desktop background. C. Stretch. The picture fills the entire screen. If your picture is not the same shape as the screen, stretching it may distort the picture. Page 70. 5. Click Apply to see how the desktop will look with the pattern or wallpaper you selected. 6. Click OK to accept your choice and close the dialog box. Changing fonts. To change the size, color, and font of the screen text, 1. Choose Settings, Control Panel from the Start menu, and then click Display, or right-click the desktop and choose Properties from the pop-up menu. 2. Select the Appearance tab. 3. From the Item drop-down list, select the item for which you want to adjust the text, such as Active Title Bar, Icon, Inactive Title Bar, Menu, Message Box, Palette Title, Selected Items, or Tooltip. Unless you pick one of these items, the font choices will not be available. 3. Select the font you want to use from the font drop-down list, the point size from the size drop-down list, and the color of the text from the color list. Color is not available for all items. Click the B button for boldface and the I button for italic. 5. Click Apply to see how the desktop will look. 6. Click OK to accept your choice and close the dialog box. Adding and removing programs. The Start menu may not list every program you use. Some of your programs may be old, some may be located on a network drive or on a CD, or some of them may have been copied to your hard disk but not properly installed. To add a program to the Start menu, 1. Open the Taskbar Properties and select the Start Menu Programs tab. 2. Under Customize Start Menu, click Add. The Create Shortcut dialog box appears. Page 71. 3. In the Command Line text box, enter the path and file name of the program's executable file, the file that starts the program. If you do not know the name, click Browse, select the file, and click OK. 4. Click Next. 5. The Select Program Folder dialog box appears. From the listing in Select Folder to Place Shortcut in, select a folder where the new program logically belongs, such as Games for a checkers game. The groupings on the Start menu follow the organization of these folders. Select Programs if you do not want your program to appear on a submenu. 6. To add a new entry to the Start menu, click New Folder and enter a name for the folder. The folder name becomes the entry on the Start menu and the program appears as a submenu of that entry. 7. Click Next. In the Select a Name for the Shortcut text box, enter the name for the program as you want it to appear on the Start menu. 8. Click Finish. If the program does not have its own icon, a prompt appears asking you to choose one from a set of available Windows icons. To remove a program from the Start menu, 1. Open the Taskbar Properties dialog box and select the Start Menu Programs tab. 2. Under Customize Start Menu, click Remove. 3. The Remove Shortcuts or Folders dialog box appears. Select the folder or program shortcut and click Remove. 4. A dialog box asks you to confirm that you want to remove the item. Click Yes. 5. Click Close.
Page 72. Why use a password? If you are worried that an unauthorized person might attempt to use your computer in your absence, use a password. The password is the key to your system. Unless you enter the correct password, you cannot begin working in Windows. When Windows boots up, a dialog box appears requesting your password. Enter your username if it is not automatically entered, and then your password. When you type the password, Windows enters asterisks in the text box. Click OK. Windows may ask you to confirm the password by entering it again. If so, type it and click OK. Then your desktop appears. Setting up a password. To set up a Windows password, 1. Choose Settings, Control Panel from the Start menu. 2. When the Control Panel opens, click the Passwords icon. The Passwords Properties box appears. 3. Click Change Windows Password. The Change Windows Password dialog box appears. 4. Enter your password, up to 25 characters, in the new password box. Passwords are case sensitive, so be sure to remember which words you capitalize, because let me in capital is a different password than let me in small case. Be careful to spell the password correctly, because you will only be able to see asterisks as you type. 5. In the Confirm New Password box, enter the password again exactly as you did the first time. 6. Click OK. 7. A confirmation dialog box appears saying that your password has been successfully changed. Click OK. 8. Click Close to exit the Passwords Properties dialog box.
Page 73. Changing your password. You must be careful to protect your password so other people do not learn it. It helps to change your password periodically, just in case someone has been looking over your shoulder or might have guessed your password. To change the password, 1. Choose Settings, Control Panel from the Start menu. 2. When the Control Panel opens, click the Password tab. Click the Passwords icon. The Passwords Properties box appears. 3. Click Change Windows Password. The Change Windows Password dialog box appears. 4. Enter your previous password in the Old Password box. This proves you are authorized to make the password change. 5. In the New Password box, enter your new password.
6. In the Confirm New Password box, enter the new password again exactly as you did the first time. 7. Click OK. 8. A confirmation dialog box appears saying that your password has been successfully changed. Click OK. 9. Click Close to exit the Passwords Properties dialog box. 8.2.4. Working with Windows applications. What is WordPad? WordPad is Windows word processing program. With WordPad, you can create documents such as letters, memos, reports, lists, and so on. Although WordPad is a word processor, it is very basic. For example, you cannot check your spelling or grammar in WordPad, and there are a limited number of toolbars and icons to help speed your work. However, you can create, edit, and format many simple documents with WordPad. Page 74. Basically, it is fine to use if you do not have another word processor such as Microsoft Word, Lotus Word Pro, or Corel Word Perfect. To access WordPad, follow these steps. 1. From the desktop, choose the Start button, select Programs, and then Accessories. 2. Click the WordPad option at the bottom of the Accessories menu. The program appears with a new, untitled document in the window for you to use. A blinking vertical bar called the insertion point appears in the upper left corner of the document area. The WordPad screen contains the following elements. 1. The application name, WordPad, and the document name. The generic name is document until you assign a name by saving the document in the title bar. 2. The menu bar containing WordPad menus. 3. Two toolbars containing shortcuts for saving and formatting your documents. 4. A ruler that enables you to set tabs and measure margins. 5. The text insertion point, which marks the location of the text you enter. 6. A status bar that offers helpful tips and information about the program. What is Paint? Paint is a Windows graphic program that allows you to create drawings you can use either alone or in other Windows applications such as Microsoft Word, Lotus Word Pro, or Corel Word Perfect. To open the Paint program and begin a drawing, follow these steps. 1. From the desktop, choose the Start button and then Programs, Accessories. 2. Click Paint from the Accessories menu. The Paint window opens, ready for you to draw. Page 75. Drawing in Paint. Drawing with a mouse can be difficult at first, but practice always makes a difference. You use your mouse to draw lines, curves, and shapes as well as to enter text in Paint. The following list describes different ways to draw. 1. To select the fill color, right-click any color in the palette. 2. To select the line color, click any color in the palette. 3. To select the size of the drawing, choose Image, Attributes, and enter the width and height in the Attributes dialog box. Click OK. The new size is defined by 8 small black handles or boxes outlining the specified area to choose the type of object you are going to draw. Click on a drawing tool in the toolbox at the left of the screen. 8.3. Summary. In this handbook, we have tried to show the concepts of operating system, how the operating system works. User is made familiar with some commonly used operating systems like Windows NT and Windows 98. Exercise. True or false? 1. Windows is physical device in computer system. 2. Windows NT is portable. 3. Multitasking is available in Windows 98, not in Windows NT. 4. Virtual memory is physically available in Windows NT. 5. Any configuration to file changes can be done from Explorer. 6. Icons cannot be dragged from one place to other. 7. Deleted file is stored in recycle bin. 8. Icons represent pictures available in your system. 9. Shortcut keys enable you to select commands without using menus. 10. You cannot change the appearance of folder window. Page 76. Fill in the blanks. 1. Dash is composed of one or more threads. 2. Windows NT is a dash multitasking operating system. 3. Windows NT belongs to dash Windows family of operating system. 4. Windows NT architecture has dash mode. 5. Dash makes taskbar disappear. 6. Paste adds a selected file from dash. 7. Dash reverses the last action. 8. Dash is personal matchword used to log in to computer network. 9. Dash feature search for specific words and phrases within help topic. 10. We can change appearance of desktop through dash. Answers for Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 questions. Answers for Chapter 1. True or false? 1. True. 2. True. 3. False. Fill in the blanks. 1. Executing. 2. Microprogramming and time sharing. 3. Operating system. 4. Resources. Answers for Chapter 2. True or false? 1. False. 2. True. 3. False. 4. False. 5. True. 6. False. 7. True. 8. False. 9. True. 10. False. Page 77. Fill in the blanks. 1. Process. 2. 32-bit preemptive. 3. Microsoft. 4. User and kernel. 5. Auto hide. 6. Hard drive. 7. Undo. 8. Password. 9. Search. 10. Control panel.